Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E. Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
My liquor here! Look! Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, pork, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat,
you name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, pork, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, pork, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat,
you name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it!
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Hollywood Greasy. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good
morning.
Morning and good afternoon.
I should say good morning and happy recording day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our usual.
Remember group. David Haynes? Burnt toast and coffee time.
I don't like my toast burnt. I like my women a little chocolate though.
Oh,
oh, you ain't like them rappers though.
No, nah, I don't like yellow hoes. Right.
I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, I know. I ain't got nothing against yellow hoes.
Oh, my goodness.
I love black African Americans.
I love women.
You like them? Period. Period.
I like women, 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 women.
Got hoes in different area codes.
No comment.
All right, so everybody's all chipper this morning. A little too chipper, if you ask me.
Chip, chip, you know, cheerio.
Beautiful Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's just jump right in here. The first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kendrick Lamar tries on a pandering bear suit.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, it's a long time. It's not a long time in coming. I think they've been sizing him up for his bear suit for a little while. Let me read the copy. It says, Kendrick says, mumble rappers are evolving rap, but they should respect older artists. Every time I see them, I counsel them. Be yourself. Do what you do. But respect those who lay down the groundwork. Don't go on interviews dissing them. You have to respect them, says the Forbes 30 under 30 cover guy. Kendrick Lamar tried on the blazer, the pandering blazer. You know, mumble rappers are evolving rap. Compliment. Sort of par for the course, if you ask me.
Sir, I didn't hear where he was pandering. I didn't hear pandering in there myself.
Yeah, neither did I.
I heard him actually trying to school them and trying to get them to stop dissing the old school niggas that was doing it before them. Actually show some respect. And if you show respect, you get respect.
He's pandering because every time, see how you're trying on the jacket. I ain't say he owned the suit. So trying on the jacket. It's getting sized for one. Why these niggas who, why or when are we going to get to the point when if you can't MC, you just can't MC. You're evolving rap. Sound like back in the days when we used to talk about the Maple Leaf and his fans talking about evolve and shit.
But hold on, B. Hold on. I got a couple of comments because, first of all, I don't think you can pander if you are already a part of that process. And I say that because Kendrick Lamar is a young boy.
He is.
So he's part of the young boy.
That's his generation.
Group. Now, if it were somebody from our age group or something like that, yeah, that's where I consider pandering. But I think that, I almost said Curtis, I think that young man is part of that group. And I mean, forget the word mumble rappers are evolving. Forget that part of it. I think the more weight is on the side of him being young and saying what he said on the second part, which was don't be dissing the old head dudes, realize where it came from. So I don't have any kind of negativity or bad take on that at all.
Is Kendrick mumbling? Does he mumble when he practices his art?
Not at all.
That's not his style.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. But he's still part of that group, though, in my opinion. He doesn't rap like, he doesn't mumble rap. No.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing. You're right. That's the class that he came in with is largely mumble guys. I'll give you that. He's a little, man, maybe he came in a little bit before between a lot of these popular mumble guys, but.
Yeah. Well, that's the class he came in when he became popular.
Now, right.
You know, K-Dot was around for a second before that.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm just saying, I guess you kind of agree with Swerve. I mean, in this class or the popular guys that he sort of runs with, even though a lot of them are mumble guys, he can't say, oh, these mumble guys really can't MC. Yeah, I'm nicer than, you know, 99% of the guys out there. Kendrick can't do that. Is that what we're getting to? It's not a panderer?
I mean, not that he can't do it, but it's almost like kicking a dead horse. You know he's nicer than them, and why would he have to continue to say that?
His
generation isn't laden with a lot of niggas that's actually on MCing like that.
Kendrick, it doesn't have to say it because Kendrick's never said it. I guess my point is
he said it a few times.
He did say it on record.
A few times. A few times, my nigga.
A couple of times.
Okay.
And every time I hear him say it, that's like, to me, in my mind, I'm like, duh.
Yeah. And remember that cipher?
Okay, yeah, okay. All right. So shout out. I still say he's trying the jacket on of pandering. I mean,
hey, boo boo.
Yeah, he's not a pandering bear. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just tried it on. You know what I mean? I don't even know if he likes the fit. So we'll see about that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Jaden Smith, your boy Will's son.
Wilson?
What is his real name? Jaden, right?
I guess that's his real name. I don't think that's a pseudonym or whatever you call it.
Anyway,
that's his name.
I think that's his real name.
Anyway,
that's what his mama named him.
The young Mr. Smith drops a new album called Sire. The project comes in at 17 tracks long. This is not covering Jaden's joint. I did the obligatory 30 seconds per track listen. It's got a lot of different shit on there. It's not a lot of hip hop on there, you know, maybe one or two tracks at best. And that's stretching it, you know.
Out of 17.
Of 17, yeah. So I mean it's nothing that we're gonna be covering on this show. But what I thought was very interesting is that the Dick Ride blogs who were covering it wrote the following line. One of the project's glaring weaknesses is that it might be almost too deep and complex. A lot of his otherworldly iterations might make it difficult for some of his peers to grasp. And I was like, God damn. Jaden Smith?
That Dick Ride blog has very low expectation of listeners.
So Jaden, what is he's dictionary rap to these guys.
Oh my God, yes! You hit it right on the head. I'm thinking to myself, damn, Jaden Smith is dictionary rap?
Now, but when you compare him to mumble rap, I guess he is dictionary rap because he is actually trying to rap.
Right. Okay, and look. You know, we're going to get into this whole thing about what is rap. I'm stuck. It's like, goddamn.
Not you.
Yeah, I'm stuck. Jaden Smith is literally, they're like, this shit might be too complex. Now, Jaden Smith does rhyme. Okay, now whether he rhymes well or not, that's going to be up to the individual user. But I didn't hear
you said a user, like he's a drug or something.
I didn't hear cocaine. In the 30 second snippets that I heard, I didn't hear anything so complicated that would leave my head scratching. I just didn't hear that.
But he's a live icon. Didn't that nigga say he was a live icon or a living icon?
Icon.
Yeah. I was like, icon, my nigga?
Yeah.
Already?
He's got the whole video treatment.
He must have been looking at pictures of his dad or something.
Hey, B, he's got the whole video treatment for that
first
icon
all,
shit.
Is he 20 yet?
I believe he's 19.
Okay, so let's just say he's 19.
Yes.
Everybody knows him. Is he an icon?
No. No. Not at all.
I'm just asking.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm saying not at all. Maybe to his fans he is, but not at all.
All I know is in that video, he looked like that Persian god from 300. That's all I know.
Sparta.
That's all I can think of. Like, what's all that shit around your neck, B?
So, yeah, I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, but just the fact that this blog was like the shit, his Jaden Smith joint is too complex for the average user was like, damn. Wow, I don't know where we're going with this commercial rap thing. It seems to be off the rails, if you ask me.
There's starting to be a change going on, basically. It's what's happening here. So I think we're getting ready to see the age of the mumble rapper is about to be out.
You think? I don't know about
commercially,
that.
Commercially. Commercially. They might be out. Mm. They might switch over to some different shit.
I don't know about that, B.
Can I hope a little bit? Can I keep hope alive? Let me keep
hope
alive.
There's a whole lot of clubs out there, B. Everybody trying to listen to words.
The club's been banging bullshit for the longest time, nigga.
Ooh,
I'm talking about on the airwaves, nigga.
So, speaking of clubs, I'm going to get this out of the way early. Each week, you know, I'm going to continue to bring you the Billboard Top 3 on the rap and R&B charts.
Damn.
But there's been a movement.
Uh-oh.
There's been a development. And I'm telling you, boy, they are ginning up. I'm ginning up. There's been a movement because at number 5.
Okay.
I was started at the top 3, right? And I maintain I'm still dealing with the top 3, but last week there was movement at number 4. Now there's movement at number 5. At number 5, G-Eazy. Number 4, Lil Pump.
Mm-mm.
Number 3, Logic. Number 2, Bodak. And number 1, continuing to shatter all records, Post Malone. Ladies and gentlemen, I predicted it. Boy, it's getting crowded at the top.
B, I got a quick side note too.
My man.
I'm gonna be dead ass. My ears and where I'll be at on the line and what I'll be doing is pretty much underground shit. So I don't know what a lot of these niggas look like. I hear their music and shit, but I don't know what a lot of these niggas look like. But me and wifey was watching Snoop and what is your girl?
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart show the other night. And that nigga Post Malone was on there. I said, this nigga look like he came straight out the fucking trailer park. I was like, wow, B, he on there drinking 40s and shit. I was like, why do you even know what the fuck this nigga look like? And this is the top nigga in the game? I said, well, I guess image doesn't matter when it comes to that.
B. What did I got.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Killer.
Nah, go. You, my man.
Two things real quick. First, I want to tell you, sir, I'm proud of you. I see you got that device in your hand now. No more paper and shit.
Only for this topic, only.
Hey, okay. Back to your paper.
He had to get his shit together.
Don't, got you.
You trying to call Killer out for using his phone? Like, you called out the Maple Leaf?
No, none of that. But the topic-related comment is, even on the text chain, I think me and a couple other folks going to have to give Logic a pass.
Yeah, I seen that. Somebody did blow us up.
Logic don't rate with them other cats, B.
Okay.
Logic is half and half, they said.
Even with that. Even outside of that.
No, Logic nice. I will give Logic some skills.
Hold up.
Logic got some skills.
Okay, see, this is where I'm a hammer y'all cats on here.
Shit. Here we go.
Shout out to Cookbook the Puerto Rican, because I saw that comment. I saw that comment about Logic. And again, not even talking about Logic's origin or his race, Logic Presents, okay? His label or whoever's in charge of that, Logic Presents as a white guy. So
it's wait. No. Is Mariah Carey white or black?
Mariah Carey presents as black.
No, okay. Well, and she started off presenting as white.
But right, but she started off presenting as white. See, I want you guys, I mean, race is a part of it, yes. But I'm trying to get you to look at the man behind the curtain, as Kurt G would say.
Oh, okay, okay. Behind the man behind the man.
Right, the man behind
okay.
the man.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. Mariah Carey, right, starts her career out, presents as white. Of course, the next thing you know, she's making joints with Jamie Dupri and ODB, and she presents as black. Your boy Logic, how does he present?
Black.
Your boy black. Logic Blintz is black?
Black.
I don't
come on,
see
Beats
that.
From Baltimore. Black.
Yeah, come on. Come on, son.
Silver Spring, whatever, Baltimore. He from the first song I ever heard from Logic, I knew he was a white dude. Excuse me. I knew he wasn't
okay.
full black, whatever we want to call it. I knew he wasn't African-American, but I don't care. His rap style, I would not compare him with any of those others in the top five that you're talking about.
Okay, so Logic does have records with Chuck D and somebody else. He does have that going for him.
In his resume.
Okay, but to me, that's the same shit as, oh, he got skills, but he don't use them in typing your resume shit. I don't know about that.
Alright, so we'll split it then.
Right.
We'll split
it.
We'll say the folks behind the curtain is trying to present him as white, but those that know better than that.
Okay, that's real.
And so the reason why we're having this argument, I see, is because what you said a couple weeks ago was that these niggas at the top can't rap. They can't MC. Is the reason why we're having this argument in the big two.
It was twofold. Yeah. I said that the African Americans who run commercial rap will cry foul at the end of the year because there will be, not specifically because they couldn't rap, but that there will be, I believe, in the top three slots, all white artists.
Shit, the way it's showing up, the top five right now.
Well, as of right now, except for Bodak, you're right. And I'm telling you, the African Americans who are running this game are going to cry foul. And then they're going to try to pronounce rap is dead. Because you do got cats like Post Malone. Okay? You know what? Logic can probably come in here and get off on Dance to the Drummer's beat. Congratulations. I still say they present him as white. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story.
Right.
But come on, B. So that, hey. Race.
There's a whitewash going on.
Hey, you can say what you want. Each week, I'm going to bring you the rap and R&B Billboard top three, but it's extended out to the top five. Four out of the five, and as Kurt G, and you did say it, that there's going to be at least one
in the top three. Yeah. At least one. Sure. I think he's going to make it. I think Bodak might make it to the end of the year.
Can you believe it? Bodak is the firewall.
Damn.
That's an indictment on in itself. Damn. You know?
That's Norton Utilities, my nigga.
Man.
Way back.
So
Norton's still around.
Yeah, well.
That's what's up. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest, I want to give a shout out to G Perico. The G Funk tradition is alive and well with this young man. The Jerry Curl rapper doubled down on his G Funk tradition, laid down by all his predecessors, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Warren G. He actually looks like a young DJ Quick, if you ask me. The G Funk soaked street stories are the new age or the new golden age in West Coast hip hop. The reason why I bring this young man up, I actually been listening to him pretty good for the last 2 weeks. And I find him refreshing. Yes, because he's rhyming over G-Funk tracks. Yes, because you can understand what he's saying. And my question to you gentlemen is, and it would be a shame if you're not up on him, but my question to you is, he's doing the G-Funk thing so good, so well. I guess my question is, could he be the West Coast version of Joey Badass? Remember how Joey Badass showed up on the set, rhyming over breakbeats and shit? Sound like he's Black Moon's long-lost cousin or something, beat miners type shit. Remember that?
I remember that.
Yep.
I remember.
And now Joey Badass
riding high on that nigga's coattail.
Man, what?
We was like
we was praising.
Yes.
I just wonder if this new man, this new young man, I don't know how new he is. I mean, he's new to me. You know what I mean? I think it's pronounced
Perico.
Yeah,
that's what I think that's what it is. I downloaded a few songs from him. I think the young man's all right. I think he I think he's pretty good, and he's holding up the G-Funk tradition.
But is he the West Coast version of Joey Badass? The minute he sniffs
success,
he'll switch.
Ooh.
Then fight.
I don't know. That G-Funk pocket is kind of deep. He might not have to switch.
No, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to, but if he starts getting some of that success, meaning that, say, one of those G-Funk records, he gets somebody like Snoop or somebody on there with him, and it starts to make a little bubble, and he starts hangs around the crowd of the people that the G-Eazy's in them, gets in that rain, and he starts to sniff a little bit of that air. Will he start to be like, this air, it smells better up here. I think I might want to start doing this.
Well, definitely we're talking about what ifs and shit. But
of course.
I think that in that lane, if he can find success in that lane, then that would like make him probably stay in that lane. Don't you think? Because G-Funk is I ain't gonna say all but gone, but... You know, it was nowhere near where it was at its height, right?
That's
so
true.
So he's able to bring that back.
That's true. I guess
I'm
looking again. I don't know. I'm just saying. There's a lot of money in that different rap shit. This nigga has a Jerry curl, for goodness sakes. I mean, come on. I mean, he's got the whole gang outfit on in the videos. He looks like a young DJ Quick. He's kind of got an easy E in him. He's so immersed in that. But that commercial money, could that flip? We're asking the question. I don't know. I know we thought Joey Badass was going to be some kind of a young boy standard, but he flipped. I mean, he had to do what he had to do. But I don't know. Shout out to G. How you pronounce that again?
G. Perico.
Perico. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. I've enjoyed his music for the last 2 weeks. And I can't lie. So, shout out to him. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is last week. Let's get right into it. Can we get right into it?
We don't know what it is, brother.
Okay, I'm sorry. Last week we talked about Meek Mill.
Ain't scared.
Okay, last week we talked about Meek Mill. And last week we talked about Meek Mill's part in this ongoing drama, okay?
Oh, shit.
This week, we're going to talk about the judicial system in this ongoing drama, okay?
I'm going to try not to go off this week.
Okay, try not to. Let me read the copy. The judge in Meek Mill's probation case is reportedly being investigated by the FBI. Meek Mill's lawyer's complaint that the judge, Janice Brinkley, has previously requested the rapper shout her out on a song, as well as leave his deal with Roc Nation Management to sign with her associate, Boyz II Men manager, Charlie Mack. Okay? Son, I mean, you know, you guys is on the text chain on Meek Mill ass.
And I'm going to go here, B. I'm going to be as calm as possible. Meek Mill, what I said about the Meek Mill thing last week wasn't even aimed at Meek Mills. It was more so aimed at the niggas that's out here parading and all caped up with their Superman capes on, flying off buildings for this nigga. First off, this nigga they don't know. First off, not that that has anything to do with it, but the fact that you're going to cape up for a nigga that's out here doing dumb shit. And when it's too much shit out here that needs fixing in our communities, this shit that this nigga's doing to himself, he's doing to himself. No matter if the judge is dirtier than a motherfucker, he didn't need to be going there and see that judge, like you said, if he wasn't on some dumb shit to begin with.
Judge Brinkley, who also is said to have Meek Mills in her private chambers in front of then-girlfriend Nicki Minaj, asked to record a cover of a Boyz II Men song and give her a positive shout out in his lyrics. The judge is mad dirty. The judge also sounds like some C. Dolores Tucker shit, trying to get a label. And I'll finish out the first part here, because there's two parts to this. You had a Dr. J. Rick Ross rally, Freak Meek Mill, Jay-Z, Colin Kaepernick, pledges crazy support, T.I., Nipsey Hussle, they're familiar with the justice system, a petition with more than 350,000 signatures. 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin also wrote a letter to the judge. Yeah, that's a lot of, as you say, caping up niggas from a lot of... These ain't average hood niggas on the corner with a Free Meek Mill t-shirt, my nigga.
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck myself, B. I really don't care about that. They all look the same to me. In my eyes, all these niggas look exactly the same, whether they got a billion dollars or they got $1 in their pocket. They all look the same to me, because you caping up no matter what. You be caping up for a bad cause.
Wow.
When Meek Mills is the front man, when Meek Mills is the front man for the shit, 1 minute, B. When Meek Mills is the front man for this shit, I'm not fucking with you. Now, if you want to put the calls at being the justice system only, I'm down all day long. We talking about the fucked up justice system. We want to talk about the fucked up judge. I'm with you all day long. But do not put Meek Mills' name on this shit, because I'm not down with it. I'm not down with his name on it. Take his name off and I'm good.
Swerve, if you will.
I'm going to just say my cape is across the chair, because I'm out. I don't care. I don't care as much as the NFL watching, Black Friday shopping, 360 degree basket. I don't care, B. It's like I'm watching the fire when the smoke is coming out. That's cap to me. Kaepernick was like, okay, there's this smoke. We got to get this motherfucking, do something about this fire that could happen. Niggas was like, nah, man, I'm going to go ahead and watch this NFL and all this other shit. And there I am caping. I'm caping. I'm flying around trying to be like, yo, fuck that. And I know the NFL is not going to stop racism and all that kind of shit. But again, it's the smoke. We was checking out the smoke. Like, we got to get to this shit. And like Curtis said, now that fucking Meek Mill is going to be the face of this shit, yo. Somebody who doesn't have to be in jail, first of all. Somebody who, no different than, and as wrong as it is, if that judge asked him to do what she is alleged to have asked him to do, it's fucked up. But we could have got past all that shit, and Meek could have not been in jail. The community could have been going at the justice system months ago, years ago. So, I mean, why now? Why does Meek have to be the face of it? I'm kind of... where Kurt is about it. I'm kind of like on the sidelines again now.
Okay, so I'm going to give you sort of some background here. Jay-Z's op-ed in the New York Times. Jay-Z wrote that Meek was around 19 when he was first convicted on charges relating to drug dealing and gun possession. He is now 30. He has been on probation and or parole his entire adult life for about a decade. He has been stalked by the justice system that considers the slightest infraction a justification for locking him up inside. Now, I believe you guys, my two brothers, have taken your eye off the ball because Meek is not a perfect poster boy. There's no perfect poster boy that you're going to be able to put up there for judicial malfeasance, okay? Just because it's Meek, both y'all are making a critical mistake, because you can insert anybody in that, especially if you're African American, and that whole thing's going to play out the same. Now, I got a story for you. It's a very short story. It's a story that you're well familiar with, okay? And it's going to relate to a place that we all know, York, Pennsylvania. All right? Check it out. King Killer story time, if you will. West York graduate, 1988, Mark Helfrich defeats two-time incumbent mayor Kim Bracey in mayor's race. So that's an innocuous way of getting in. You know, well, a kid from West York beat a two-time mayor, a sister, Kim Bracey. All right. The Democratic City Council president, who ran as a Republican, okay, Mr. Helfrich is a Democrat, but he ran as a Republican and beat Miss Bracey for 125 votes. Okay? That's all. 125 votes in a city the size of York, Pennsylvania. All right? So, now, my first part is, if you throw up a motherfucking sign that said, meet Beyonce at York High, you're going to have 3,000 niggas out there. Okay? So, that's just part. But here's the part of the story that I believe you're missing. Michael Helfrich, the new mayor of York, Pennsylvania, in 1991 was convicted or has felony convictions in which he pleaded guilty to possession of conspiracy to deliver drugs. Helfrich, the new mayor of York, Pennsylvania, 20 years old at the time, was arrested while driving with two other men in a car that contained 1,880 hits of LSD and a pound of psychedelic mushrooms. He spent 45 days in York County prison, and then he was released when the judge determined that he was not a player in this. Okay? Felony convictions, my nigga. He shouldn't even been on the city council. 7 section article 2 of the state constitution, which prohibits anyone from serving in public office who is convicted of embezzlement, any money crime, bribery, perjury, as an infamous crime. Any felony basically is considered an infamous crime. All right. Despite the precedents in other cases in the state of Pennsylvania, which I said prohibits anyone from serving public office, Mr. Helfrich, was given a, what do you call, not even a waiver. His situation was wiped clean. Okay. The judge ruled in his favor. Now, what makes Helfrich any different than Meek Mill? He's raised in West York.
Besides skin color?
You're correct, sir. Ding. You are correct, sir. That skin color story time is over. York, Pennsylvania, we're all familiar. We all grew up there. Son, don't throw Meek Mills under the bus, okay? When you got shit like this going on, he was convicted of felonies. He got his record wiped clean because the judge determined and seen redeeming value in him.
Okay, brother.
Does Meek show redeeming value? Has Meek shown redeeming value?
Brother.
Popping a fucking wheelie on a goddamn dirt bike, my nigga?
No. You're not going to change the narrative either, brother. Because if it was just that, he wouldn't be in jail. The nigga broke... he violated like 5 or 6 times, B. Call that shit for what it is. Don't look at it and be like, they're disrespecting the flag. No, that nigga wasn't in jail just for wheelies. He's in there for a culmination of repeated fucked upness.
Okay. Now,
if it were anybody else but Meek Mill, not even anybody else, but if it was not Meek Mill, then I might be listening.
Let me ask you a question, yo. How many niggas do we know from this town that basically got caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time? Really, guys wasn't even in the game like that. End up doing nickels for some bullshit. Yeah,
it's terrible, B. Terrible. And here's where I'm at, B. And again, I'm being lumped into the getting down on Meek Mills hard. It wasn't, like I said at the beginning of this, it wasn't my rant wasn't so much going at Meek Mills, even though Meek Mills was the root of it. I was mostly going at the niggas that was caping up.
Yes, sir.
And
I'm still
going at the niggas that's caping up. Even after your long soliloquy, your long story that you told about York, Pennsylvania mayor race, guess what? This is what I'm going at these niggas again. And I see I said I wasn't going to go here, but I'm going to go here in any fucking way. This is why I'm going to go here. Because let's say Meek gets out, right? These niggas is fighting about the unjust justice system. Let's say they get Meek off. Guess what they're going to be doing the week after that? Clubbing and back to the fucking street, Black Friday thinking and all that other dumb shit, because these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about the unjust justice system. They only care about the fact that it's Meek Mill's name on it. They're not going to continue to fight about the unjust justice system after this shit is over with. So they get Meek Mills out, they're going to smile and celebrate and be happy about it for a week, and then it's over with. They're not going to keep continuing to fight about unjust justice system. So fuck these niggas. So fuck that.
Kurt G for president.
Because I know that's what they're going to happen, because it happens every fucking time. They'll fight for some shit only because it's a big name face on it. And then after it's over with, after it's all over with, the week after they're on to some new shit, on some different shit. So your whole story was cool. And I understand that the justice system is unjust and it's fucked up, D. I'm completely fucked up. Black people and brown people don't have a fucking chance in the justice system. I know this.
Nope.
But these niggas don't actually give a fuck about it. They only fighting because it's a big name
fight
on it.
And
they only jumping on it because Meek Mill's name is on it. And they jumping on it because now Jay-Z and all these other niggas is on it. But after it's over with, people signing petitions and all this shit, they ain't gonna give a fuck. Meek gets off, it's over with for them.
So, back to your regularly scheduled mumble rap.
So that's awesome. Number one, let me say what I did here. First of all, to your point, Kurt G, that's why I added, if somebody set up a sign that said meet Beyonce at York High, you'd have 2,000 niggas out there when the mayor only lost by 125 votes. So yeah, you're right. Once you attach a celebrity name to a cause, that sort of draws to action.
You draw all the ants in.
Okay, right. I recognize that. That's why I said that Beyonce quit in the story. But I also say, see, I think to me, from my perspective, you, sir, and you two, Swerve, have the typical, again, because you don't know if Jay-Z is throwing money at type Innocence Project shit. You don't know these people and what they do on certain things behind the scenes. Yeah, I don't know if they're doing that or not.
And that's good if they are doing it. I'm hoping that they are. I'm talking about the masses, B. I'm talking about
regular
the masses.
People,
the
B.
Regular people like you and me that's jumping on this cause are not going to give a fuck about this shit after it's over. That's what I'm talking.
That's not true.
I'm not talking about people with the big money.
No, that is absolutely true.
That is very fucking true, B.
And you're not going to get away with that.
You know that's very fucking true. They're not going to care about it after this shit's over with, B. If he gets off and everything's over with, they're not going to care about this cause anymore, B. They're not going to continue. Nope. Can you continue with this shit?
B, you're always going to have. You're always going to have. You are never. And that's where the reason why I feel like I have to get on y'all too, because you guys are looking for absolutes. You will never, ever, ever have absolutes in any struggle. Okay, so yeah, you're right. This shit, you're right. You're gonna have the same NFL watching Black Friday shopping Negroes. Yeah, fucking of course. Fucking Frederick Douglass had slaves and other motherfuckers against him. Boy, you better keep your mouth shut. Mouths are gonna get us. Nigga, that shit is always gonna exist. And y'all two, to me, are doing a hellacious cop-out because you're not seeing or feeling absolution. There are many African Americans, many white folk, many like-minded people who know the justice system is fucked up.
Okay, so why is it still fucked up then?
B, look.
Because what is niggas doing besides talking?
B, look.
You said, hold on. You said, old girl in York, PA lost by 125 votes, B.
Yep.
There's more than 125 black people in York, Pennsylvania.
No doubt.
And there's more, I guarantee you, it's more than 125 people that didn't vote.
Oh, no doubt. That's, again, B, that's why I quit. If you threw up a sign about meet wifey, you're going to get 2,000 niggas out there. There's no doubt about that. But again,
after they vote, I've done my civic duty. That's it. We voted. I'm not copping out. I'm expecting more.
You're expecting absolution.
It's just over and over and over the same shit. And I am not going to cop out and say, oh, well, yeah, it's just fucked up system. When we going to change it?
My only thing that I'm going to say about you, both of you guys' opinion, and I'm going to say it, is that I believe that you are expecting to see and feel absolution, and you will never see that. I don't understand because
that's not where I'm coming from.
Because I think that the last time we had this particular, not even an argument, but last time we had this particular discussion, you know, again, I'm saying like Irv would say, oh, then how come the justice system is still fucked up? Jesus Christ, son, the justice system has been fucked up ever since Reconstruction. And it takes a long, in this country, it takes fucking, you know, 50-year jumps at any incremental changes. So, yeah, okay, the justice system is fucked up now, The justice system was fucked up in 1955. It was fucked up in 1925. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So let's not act like, but there have been incremental improvements. Okay? No matter how slight, I believe that when Obama was president and Eric Holder and them tried to get rid of mandatory minimums, okay, that was an improvement. Now, Trump and Sessions and them come in, like, fuck that, we putting it back. So, B, this is not going to happen in a vacuum, and y'all niggas are not going to feel this black people we got out there and we had 6 million motherfuckers down on the mall, and Congress going to get shook and change shit. Nigga, you got 10 million niggas down on the mall. It ain't gonna mean jack shit to the people. No. That's why it takes increments, and there are plenty of like-minded people beyond African Americans, just like-minded people who worked their entire life to change the justice system. Okay.
It's going to take those 10 million people down on the mall that you mentioned to get educated on the fucking ballot and vote in a way that's going to make the fucking change. That is fucking how. Just like all those folks, they voted for the president. They changed shit up, didn't they? It's fucked up, but they made a change.
My man.
It was like, I don't know what the fuck they was thinking, but they was hearing what he said. And they voted for that motherfucker, and he is the president.
And
no matter how fucked up it is, everybody else. So that's what we need to do, is be like, fuck this shit.
I agree.
Let's vote this shit out of here.
Now, on that level, I agree. Because on the night your boy got elected, or I should say in the show subsequently after, didn't I say that shit? That motherfucker won by such a slim-ass margin that all you had to do was activate some Negroes who, at this point, you're right, are not fucking being activated. So I think
that's the big picture.
Yeah, you're right.
But you zip down picture. To the little shit, and I still feel the fucking same about the little shit as I do about the big shit. So say whatever you want. My shit ain't changing.
All right. So jurisprudence on the Hip-Hop Digest.
Exactly, son, because I just don't feel that shit, B.
Now, I know you don't feel it.
I don't feel it at all. I just don't. But see, I'm not coming from your point of view. I don't feel the fact that if you activate it, if you feel so passionately about some shit, it shouldn't fucking change. It shouldn't be like changing a fucking baby's diaper. You fucking, if you don't like this shit, how come you don't like it today? How come you like it tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't happen. That shit shouldn't happen. I don't like fucking green beans today, nigga. I ain't gonna fucking eat green beans tomorrow. Look, you're not feeding me green beans, nigga.
So I know what you're saying.
The justice system's unjust today, and I don't like it. But just because it's Meek Mill on it, and Meek Mill gets free, then tomorrow he's free. All of a sudden, oh, the justice system's okay, and let Meek Mill's out.
I don't think people were saying that.
What are they saying then, killer?
I just think, again, in my opinion, and I don't want to keep going in circles, I believe that you guys are looking for some type of...
No. Stop there. What are they saying? What are those folks saying?
You're all, look, any celebrity calls, you're going to have jackboots involved. There's no doubt about it.
Jackboots.
I'm not denying that fact. But what I'm saying is out of the crowd source, out of the crowd funding, if you will, you're going to have a percentage of dedicated people who are always going to work towards justice in the end.
And I agree with you there. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes. There's always going to be people that's out here on the front lines fighting the good fight. There's always going to be that people that are dedicated to that, and that's in their DNA.
And history will show you that it is always a very small minority who have done that.
Exactly, right. It is, and that's why I'm so passionate about the fact that all these niggas jump on a cause, and no matter what it is. They could have been like, what the fuck? This shit, you can just jump on anything. I'm getting tongue-tied now, but it's fucked up. Y'all jumping on this shit just because Meek Mills? And he's not, like you said, he's a bad arbiter for this shit. He's very, his face on this for me is what's souring it for me.
It don't matter whose face it is, because it could be Milk, but there's thousands of others you can put in that, and the result is the same. The justice system is predatory towards African-American men. The new mayor-elect of York, Pennsylvania, had drug and felony convictions wiped away because they seen him as redeemable. Meek don't even get a fucking chance to be redeemable. Joe Blow from the hood don't get a chance.
No, it doesn't. And we're agreeing here, B. You no think doubt. We are disagreeing. We agree with you that the justice system is fucked up towards black and brown people. Yes, it is all day
but for
long.
You, but for you, for me, it's meek.
It's just meek. It's the fact that it's not meek himself. It's the people jumping on it because it's meek. The justice system been fucked up before Meek fucked up and did pop wheelies and shit. The justice system was fucked up day before he popped them wheelies. The justice system's going to be fucked up after he gets the fuck out of jail. It's going to continue to be fucked up. And them niggas is not going to care about it, the justice system, as much as they did now that this cause is being put in front of their face, is what I'm saying. I'm upset with the people.
Smoke.
I'm upset with the people more than I am with Meek. Meek just being doing him. Meek is doing dumb shit. He's always done dumb shit, and he's gonna probably continue to do dumb shit. And it doesn't matter about Meek to me. It's more so about the people fighting a cause. If you're fighting for a cause, then continue to fight for that cause. Don't stop just because all of a sudden the nigga that you was fighting for is out of jail. The justice system is still fucked up even after he gets out of jail.
Well, B, we can go back and forth on this. I disagree with you and disagree with a lot of your premises. That's all I could say, yo.
Okay, no all doubt. Right. We agree to disagree.
So, no doubt.
I stand with Kat.
No doubt. All right, to finish up the show, we want to give a shout out to Sessions LA.
Yes.
Boyle Heights Arts Conservatory is giving a free 10-week media arts program, and they're the whole thing, yo. It's free. They're teaching DJing, they're teaching production, art and film, technical aspects. They're just giving you the whole thing for free. And
for 14 to 20 year olds, they're teaching the youth.
Right.
Should we say the youth?
Dope.
And they have free classes, free sessions. And I got up on these cats a while back, a few years back, when they was doing like Michael May Monday joints, which is beat submissions. And I like getting on cats like that, and I'll throw beats on there and submit some beats just for exercise purposes. And that's when I got up on them on their Microwave Monday shit. And I was just checking, and I see that they're still doing their thing. So shout out to Sessions LA.
No doubt. Anyway, shout out to everybody on the text chain. That particular Meek Mill topic was so fucking heavy and so passionate, just like it is on the show. Certainly, I wish we could find answers to this riddle. But
we can never find answers
to
this riddle.
No
here.
Doubt.
That's
no
why
doubt.
It's still fucked up.
No doubt.
Yep.
So anyway, you know how we do. It's Kerr G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Rhapsody. Layla's Wisdom. That's Rhapsody. Layla's Wisdom.
Well, shit.
She made it.
Well.
And we got 18 Scales, Leave It All Behind. That's 18 Scales, Leave It All Behind. An instrumental joint is Grap Lover, Sounds of Mount Vernon. That's Grap Lover, Sounds of Mount Vernon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm down. I'm down.
All right, B.
You can say go to our YouTube page. That's what you can say.
Okay.
That's it. I'm down with the cause. I'm just not down with Meek's face on it, B. You want to get down with unjust justice system? I'm down all day.
All right.
Y'all keep it up. We're gonna be on here another half hour.
Exactly. I know.
Not change.
Yeah, I know. It's not gonna change.
All right, son. So you know, I guess we'll do it when we do it.
One.
Jeez. He's gonna come. All right, brothers. Peace.
All right.
Up the street. If it's regarding break bread, then take it up with me. I know the street from Long Beach, you gave it up for free. Ran through the homies, then she tried to give it up to me. Run with solid ass niggas, really in the streets. Down to do whatever for some money, really with the beat. You niggas sweet, causing cavities all in my teeth. And never had a dollar to your name, but always wanna tweet. Tweet about me, I'm pulling on your street like seven niggas deep before you get a chance to hit delete. It's me and G, we outside in a black Jeep. All black seats, camouflage, and a black tee. Yeah, the homie hanging out the back seat. And if you cut through the alley, we take the back street. If it's about getting money, then just get at me and lead a guy. gossiping to the bitches, then come attack me, nigga.
Bust a left on this back street. I see the cops, I'm battling, they ain't gon' catch me. We ain't stopping at no stop sign. I can fight, but I still keep the Glock 9. Bust a left on this back street. I see the cops, I'm battling, they ain't gon' catch me. We ain't stopping at no stop sign. I can fight, but I still keep the Glock 9. Why not out at West Side Broadway? Listen to my 9mm go bang. Why not out at West Side Broadway? Listen to my 9mm go bang. I once knew a nigga, must have thought he was Jesus. Had to buck him down with my 9mm heater. Won't hesitate to sleep ya. The place where you're standing is the place that I leave ya. I did a lot of crazy shit for free. In my mind, I'm like, ain't nobody stopping me. 87 Salon, Colors G body. Your homie start getting weak when he hit the potter. That's why it's just me and a plastic nine. Cause real homies these days, real hard to find. So if I fuck with you, I love you, ain't no in between. If I don't love you, then it's fuck. Bust a left on this back street. I see the cops, I'm battling, they ain't gon' catch me. We ain't stopping at no stop sign. I can fight, but I still keep the Glock 9. Bust a left on this back street. I see the cops, I'm battling, they ain't gon' catch me. We ain't stopping at no stop sign. I can fight, but I still keep the Glock 9.
Niggas issues, oh, issues, oh, issues. Issues, oh, issues, oh, issues.
Problem. You know I rep for my city and you know I rep for my fam Just like I got the dope boys with me, dope boys with me, yeah. Just like we don't give a damn, give a damn. Everybody got issues. Every nigga got a problem. We just trying to solve them. Look, no, we got our issues. Niggas is out here dying. Mama out here crying. Look, no, we got our issues. I'ma spit 16 bars. Hopefully I touch 16 hearts. Look, no, we got our issues. Everybody got issues. Niggas know they got issues. But dealing with it seems systematic. This ain't really Republic or Democratic. It's a bigger issue. Like white women wanting to be thicker. Injections making their lips bigger. Sound like a sister. Kids working, yeah, shit. For no pension. Kids raising kids. Cycle never ends. That's the issue. Trying to back time with every dollar I deposit. But it ain't just simple. $1,000 denim. But your baby mama red though. You even got J's. But you even got paid. Tennis chains on. We all new slaves. And you gon' see who thirsty when the well dwindling. Look, I got issues to attend to. Y'all ain't doing what men do. I'm pointing like the Gensu. Like I'm driving 10-2. Throw some Cartiers on. You can see the shit I'm into. Look, I ain't embarrassed to hide. Everybody got issues. Every nigga got a problem. We just trying to solve them. Look, no, we got our issues. Niggas is out here dying. Mama out here crying. Look, no, we got our issues. I'ma spit 16 bars. Hopefully I touch 16 hearts. Look, no, we got our issues. Everybody got issues. Niggas know they got issues. But still they don't fix. They throw them temper tantrums. In need of attention. Niggas crying out to Twitter and Instagram. It's sad, records ain't selling. Labels going in debt. Now it's PR stunts and fake beef all over the net. When the gang gon' be about the music again? Look, you can lie and pretend. I refuse to bend. I keep my foot on their neck. Plus a noose in hand. Grand after grand. We buying back land. Obama gone. Who gon' care about the black man? Unless we stand for ourselves. Lending both hands out to help each other. So we can gain commonwealth. Respect each other. So we can stop getting killed. Neglect the fraud, stay hiding out when it's real, my nigga. If you listen, you can tell how I feel. Look, I ain't embarrassed to hide. Everybody got issues. Every nigga got a problem. We just trying to solve them. Look, no, we got our issues. Niggas is out here dying. Mama out here crying. Look, no, we got our issues. I'ma spit 16 bars. Hopefully I touch 16 hearts. Look, no, we got our issues. Everybody got issues. Niggas know they got issues. We all got them. I'm man enough to say it's okay, God made me that way. If I'ma have it, I'ma have it my way. Tomorrow ain't promised, today we gotta get paid. Tomorrow ain't promised, today we gotta get paid.
Well, I was saying it's been fun, partners. Chasing all them dumb dollars. In high school, we was young scholars. Chasing girls and smoking weed was our world. But shit, it still is. Now we steady backwoods and getting women. And Malibu's up in the summer pimping. And game, I'm never slipping. I'm never tripping over bitches. You should motherfucking get it. I'm really just trying to get it and live it while I'm living. And minimize the team so we can eat. I mean, I'm trying to get a feast. With all that chicken and beef. And crippling on my feet. And if not, I'm asleep. I mean, either fucking way, you know I'm chasing my dreams. I mean, I gotta fucking make it. My maker is make-believe. My stomach's fucking aching. I'm paying to shake the G's off my motherfucking back. They ain't making me G's. God, please. Save me from these motherfuckers. Cause all these demons got their hands reaching. I'm done beefing like I stand vegan. I gotta win, but found my plan. Seeking new light. I do like a Heineken and pop off. But you dudes, blue light. Told myself I'm winning tonight. So I do right. But everyone around me that I do like. In this world there's two types. And that's the reason why we never unite. I'm trying to win. I'm just trying to make dollars that make sense. I mean shit, man, I think that makes sense.
And homie, I try. I try. Like it was left up to me. But maybe the distance between us has grown too far. We lose all the pleasantries. So if it's longer, we'll do it on our own. If it's longer, we do it on our own.
Well, excuse me, your honor, but may I interject? Resorting to intellect, protecting my interests. For all was in success, and me and my team providing family with dreams one could only imagine. It soon became reality, insulted and badgered by haters who watched me escalate. Big mistake, was their eyes on this, therefore that escalate you missed. If you a fan, stay there, but no, you chose to invest in rap instead of daycare. And streets don't play fair, nothing to do with music. The underworld won't have you, and now you're hula hooping on that hamster wheel, forgetting about groupies. UPS might be your best move for Lucci. Provisions of heavy guap got you caught in some mental oasis where mirages keep you lost. Where's the water? I tried to help you, but seems I only led horses to the
and
slaughter.
Homie,
tell true.
I tried, like it was left up to me. But maybe the distance between us has grown too far. We lose all the pleasantries. So if it's longer, we'll do it on our own. If it's longer, we'll do it on our own.
Blowing up your speaker box. Back and forth, you know I love to see my people rock. I was born and raised Toronto, Ontario. Another whack of season, catch the burial.
Say you got that knowledge to drown me. God sits around me, just give in to fit in. Your faith is all fiction. You false and you know that your destiny is your fault. There's so many choices, what lands you on default? Religion is a lie, numerous set your soldiers at. You have a better chance reading your signs. The zodiac's morality don't matter. We both know your soul is black, you only live once. There's no hell. Who told you that I have the perfect woman that'll suit your needs? You can do what you want, mistreated then split and leave. So change your service. I guarantee there's no switching feet. I say up front, with me it's no mystery. No price to pay now, only the light of day now. You wanna know my name and the reason that I came now. No need to ruin this convo with the fine print. They call me Lou, here's a pen, just sign it.
Ooh, you got so much soul. Call something more than gold. You don't even care for its value, I'm clever. I got what it takes to make you feel better. Ooh, you got so much soul. Call something more than gold. You don't even care for its value, I'm clever. I got what it takes to make you feel better.
See her on the corner from daylight to late nights. Her innocence was robbed by your uncle when they play fight. The main ingredient for some, they say it ain't right. But she knows the light's paid if she sways right. Her family disowner told her she's a waste, which gave the drugs in her veins that sweet yet bitter taste. She gotta get lit, she takes a hit to fade to gray. She doesn't know her value.
I like it that way.
I first approached her when her father moved away. Convinced her that if he didn't care enough, then there's no such thing as a real man's love. Gotta hang it with the crowd of the fatherless. Turn her value to a hoe that was bottomless. She heard a girl say, that Jesus loves her. She didn't buy it though, cause all men are liars though. That's when I knew that I had her. She signed a dotted line and never heard my laughter. You don't even care for his value, I'm clever. I got what it takes to make you feel better. Ooh, you got so much soul. Cost something more than gold. You don't even care for its value. I'm clever. I got what it takes to make you feel better.
Ha ha! Body who metal thoughts, super duper juice and razor, running, taking men and never make a figure, rap alone, not a ball, baddest man you ever saw. Money make an earthquake, a mental get the heart attack. Bad, fast, too bad, never sad, always glad. Another day you find a mad, ain't nothing I never had.
Sweet, weird,
so neat, yeah, weird, neat, beat, weird. Every time I play the beat, lay it in a box.
Choose a dead island to the beat
and get them out on the floor
and let them whip, whip, whip
until they can't no more.
Because the object is here
is that they have some fun.
So have fun
and have fun. Whip, whip.
Two, I'm special K, but you can call me Spess.
Whipmaster 3, LA Sunshine, believe it, I'm in the flesh.
Whipmaster 4, he doesn't rhyme, but he can cut it up fresh. He's the DJ, he's Easy Lee. Give him a play, cause he cuts for the three.
Ha ha, now just shake your booty.
Then you got to move your hip.
Come on, throw your hands in the air.
Then you can just let it whip.
And if you don't wanna dance,
then listen up, home piss.
Because we're here to have fun.
We'll tell you just like this.
Your butt on the floor
and stop playing the post.
Because you're fronting just for nothing
and you're playing us close.
Because the object in here
is just to have some fun.
So have fun
and let's break.
Much.
We're gonna dance a little
treacherous. So Kumo D, whip it for me. So Kumo D, come